This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. Streets across America are filled with demonstrators demanding racial justice and equity. While the protests began after yet another incident of police brutality, the social discourse has expanded to calls for an end to systemic racism. I'm David Fair, and an issue we've covered repeatedly over my 2.5 decades in bringing you Issues of the Environment is environmental justice, or to be more accurate, environmental injustice. We know with certainty environmental hazards disproportionately impact people of color. Now that we've returned to a national conversation on righting the wrongs of the past, it's a good time to revisit this subject matter again. My guest today is Sandra Turner Handy, and she is Engagement Director for the Michigan Environmental Council, and thank you so much for the time today. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for the invite, David.
How significant an issue is the lack of environmental justice in Michigan today?
In Michigan, environmental injustices stretch far and wide across our state. As you know, especially in southeastern Michigan, we're a manufacturing area. We always have been. We're close to the Detroit River and other waterways that were used for transportation for manufactured goods throughout our history. So the pollution that precipitates in those areas have been very high and has impacted the health of residents that live along that corridor.
Part of the issue is policy or lack thereof. Now, the Michigan Environmental Council is part of the Michigan Environmental Justice Coalition. What is the function when it comes to influencing policy or educating policymakers?
The Michigan Environmental Justice Coalition, MEJC, has always been a voice of the people. It is the one group that tries to humanize policy around environmental issues. Long gone is the great tree huggers of the world, and we give them their credit for bringing environmental issues to light. But now we're looking at the impacts that it has on residents. COVID-19 was a perfect example of how this virus attacked people with underlying conditions. And a lot of those hot spots, Ypsilanti had 481 cases back in April. Detroit, as we know, was a major, major hot spot in the state of Michigan. Residents with underlying conditions are higher in these urban communities of color.
And of course, environmental conditions contribute to those underlying conditions.
Exactly. If you have manufacturing around low-income communities, you have soil contamination, air quality issues, you get respiratory issues. And of course, this is what the virus attacks. And a lot of that is due to systemic racism. It's due to institutionalized racism. You're going to find in your low-income communities of color where you have a lot of environmental issues that are impacting health, you're going to find less people that are able to have access to quality health care.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and our Issues of the Environment conversation with Sandra Turner Handy continues, and she is Engagement Director for the Michigan Environmental Council. Right now, you're working in the realm of environmental advocacy, but you used to serve as Chief of Staff for former State Representative and State Senator Hanson Clark. In that role, what barriers did you come across in making environmental justice a priority?
Making it a priority was one of my main goals. I stepped into the environmental field with a case of a wastewater treatment plant dumping wastewater that it was supposed to remove the toxic chemicals from prior to disposal. They were dumping it in sewer systems in the city of Detroit, and that was coming up in people's homes. And I saw low birth rates. I saw babies who were on breathing machines, 2 years old on a breathing machine, high respiratory illnesses in the seniors. One of the most significant impacts around environmental policy during that time was a policy designed to prosecute landlords who normally rented property that contained lead to to families.
Mm-hmm.
That and the CanFlow case with the wastewater treatment were my entries into this field. And at that time, I realized that this was happening in urban communities, low-income communities of color, with the most vulnerable people who most people feel don't have a voice.
And so what response do you get when you take those concerns and say this is infecting low-income people and people of color in Detroit and other urban areas across the state? Do the legislative bodies respond, or are those areas just not the priority?
It wasn't the priority. For a long time, we just depended on scientific data and research to say, okay, this environmental hazard exists. But we never put a face to that environmental hazard. Now, when we tell the stories and they have a face put to it and they think, maybe this didn't happen in my community, but it is affecting my constituency, then they really begin to push for environmental policy that will help to lower the impacts. David, I always tell the story about the incinerator. And when I tell that story, I tell about my granddaughter, healthy 14-year-old child, no health problems whatsoever, went to a school directly across from the incinerator, developed asthma, in and out of emergency rooms, on an inhaler, I mean, just sick all the time. Graduated from that school, went to a school further away. She is now 28 years old and has never had an asthma attack since she left that school.
It's a totally different category, but we come back to that sentence, I can't breathe.
Exactly. Exactly. And those are the faces that you have to put to policy. You have to hear the stories. You have to hear the impact. You have to know of people living in certain areas and cancer repeats in those areas. House after house have had some cases of cancer. It is about telling the story.
Issues of the Environment again continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with environmental justice with Sandra Turner Handy, the engagement director with the Michigan Environmental Council. I'm so glad you brought up the issues of telling stories, because it is stories that are getting people more involved and making people more active across the country. How do we better highlight the stories of environmental racism in that more personal way and give people that emotional connection that will allow them to connect in a way that causes them to act?
Advocacy. When we talk about advocacy around environmental policy, we need our scientists there. We need that data. But then we also need to have those most impacted from those frontline communities in the face of legislators telling their story. And when legislators begin to see the commonality of those people, they begin to realize that this is not a problem in Bloomfield Hills. This is not a problem in Farmington Hills or
Gross
communities
Point, right.
of affluence, Gross Point. These are not their problems. These problems are happening in areas where people are expected not to speak up. These problems are impacting people who are less likely to feel like they're being heard. So as we re-energize these people, and that's what we have to do. A lot of people say empower. No. They have power, but it's been beaten down. They become disenfranchised by the system. So now we have to re-energize that power and get them to go from places like Ypsilanti and Detroit and Pontiac and Saginaw and go to the state capitol and voice their concerns around these issues.
There is a growing contingent of white America that is starting to now identify as allies. And the message is to listen, to learn, and then to act. So as you talk about effective ways to advocate and take part in the actions that will put us on that path forward to environmental justice, what are some of the steps that allies can take to give voice to those who currently don't have one?
allies are very important as we restructure the institutionalized racism throughout the whole country, not just the state of Michigan. Those allies have the voices of their legislative decision makers. They're the ones that can move them. Those legislators are going to listen to their constituency because that's their boss. They're going to listen to these people, and it's up to these allies to make those phone calls, to talk to legislators, to talk about the injustices, environmental, health injustices, educational injustices, because all of these lead to the welfare of those whose voices are not being heard. And that's what we need. And David, I have to say one last thing. This environmental justice movement have taught me when to put on my suit and tie and enter into those rooms that we are not in, and when to pick up my picket sign and march across those areas that we have not been known to march in.
Thank you again for the time and perspective today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Sandra Turner Handy, Engagement Director for the Michigan Environmental Council. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.